Hello and welcome back to Nip Tuck Not Giving a Fuck. This is the bonus, baby. Lucas loves it when I do that. Bonus, baby. We celebrate everything what's positive, inspirational. What the fuck?
Positive, aspirational woman. This is all about being unapologetically yourself. I'm good at it.
Dingle dangle in.
Do you know what it reminds me of? Dingle dangle out. It reminds
Forrest
me of
Gump.
Nah, Teen Mom. Yeah. Teen Mom. We used to watch Teen Mom. Oh, my hair fucked again.
No, just give a brush.
Give it a brush.
At the front.
Did you used to watch Teen Mom?
Yeah. It's
no, I was obsessed with it.
Depressing TV, that,
mate. No, I was obsessed with it. And Sweet Six. No, not Sweet 16. 16 and Pregnant. I was obsessed with those programmes. Teen Mom's back out again for anyone else who's addicted to it like me.
The American one's amazing. I love watching 90 Day Fiancé UK. Chicken baby.
Can we discuss the maths thing?
So everyone's saying to me that I look like Ella off Married at First Sight.
I think it's the nose.
And the blonde hair and the teeth.
And the cheekbones.
Yeah, it says, hi girls, are you watching Married at First Sight? I've just started watching it. Can't stop thinking Ella looks like Ashley on her wedding day. Certain angles are just Ashley. Definitely your wannabe lookalike.
There you go.
Maybe she took a picture of me in
and said, can you make me look like this?
Let us begin. So, welcome to the bonus. This is all about you.
You. Right, Nip Tuck. That's us. We want your voice to be heard. You make the podcast. It's a community thing. Like, it's not just us two. We ride off the back of you guys, actually. Please send us everything you can. Email us at hello@niptuck.com.
Ride the back out.
Ride the back. Smash the back doors in.
Hello. Hang out the back door.
But can you do us a favour in future, and I've said this before, in the subject, tell us what the email is. May it be Slutty Susan, may it be...
Cottage Cheese Fanny.
Yes, or a reply to, like, what we've asked for. So it might be, you asked the other day for good leather leggings. Can you put that in the subject? Tell us what it is so that we can be relevant. And then because we get so many, Lucas
Winter
can pick
home
through.
Scent.
Yeah, so Lucas can pick through and be like, okay, relevant, relevant, relevant. And Slutty Susan, of course. So voice notes, everything, please send it over to us. We've got a WhatsApp number. You can text it if it's easier. Always anon. Just tell us everything. But please make it more clear what it is that you're talking about before the story starts. Thank you.
So settle in.
Get your bottom warm. If you're lucky enough to drive a car with a bottom warmer.
I am. You're not allowed to use bottom warmers when you're pregnant.
Why?
Mm-mm.
No.
Swear.
Why?
Don't know.
I'm sorry, but some of it is too far. It's a bottom warmer. So you can't use a hot water bottle on your bottom either. You wouldn't use a hot water bottle. No. I'm sorry, but I think sometimes the pregnancy shit is too far. There are women doing fine all over the country.
Oh, Lauren. I thought you were about to say that there's people doing crack that are pregnant.
No, I wasn't. I was just going to say there's people in conditions and they're fine. Right.
But you're not allowed to use bottom
warm. If your bottom is warmer now and you are pregnant, you better jump.
Okay. So I've got a listener messages. Would you like to hear this message, Lauren?
Okay.
Going to tell you anyway. Hey, girls and Lucas. I've been listening to the pod, which my sister recommended a few months back. Thanks, sis. It's all she kept talking about. And after listening to the episode where Lauren and her friend had to hitch a ride from the naked man.
One day we need to revisit that for anyone who didn't know, because that's probably one of the funniest things in my entire 33 years that has ever.
That was not okay.
That's one of the most shocking things that has ever happened to me in my 33 years of life.
You could have died, Lauren.
No, I know. But that day, I will never... We need to discuss that again one day, maybe on a highlights episode.
I remembered a story that I can tell you after this.
Okay.
I recently moved and your episodes have helped me through all the boring tasks of unpacking and sorting the house.
That is boring.
Boring.
You guys have me in stitches along the way and I've soon caught up. So much so, I've even got my best friend, Good Girls, on the pod hype. And we've sent each other, we've sent one or two drunk voice notes. Sorry, Lucas, that you had to listen to us.
Lucas said there's loads of funny pissed
ones. I love that.
Yeah.
That something happens and you're like voice noting us. We were always discussing each episode afterwards and what we thought and how much you guys have helped with your advice. My favourite being the Natural Cycles app, Lifesaver.
Also, can I just say, that can connect to your Apple Watch now.
There you go. Back to the nitty gritty. Through my time listening, I've heard you guys mention quite a few times about squirting.
Fucking hell, we're on the squirt train.
Everyone is squirty-girties.
Squirty-girties, that's this episode.
Squirty Gertie.
Squirty Gertie.
And the big mystery behind it all, and if it's a thing, and I can tell you it most definitely
is. God, stop fucking.
I know, stop bragging.
Gloating about you squirting.
I must admit, the first time I did it, I did a little cry because I thought I genuinely pissed myself and it was all very embarrassing. And I was sure I went for a wee before getting down to business. I hadn't done it before with anyone previous, only my current boyfriend. And if I'm honest, it happens more often than not.
That's why even when it's just boyfriend.
Me, I was going to say that. Even when it's just me going solo, it happens. I don't know. Maybe I'm broken, as I've heard some people only do it once, or the feeling is always there and it just never happens. Just let go and it will flow.
Oh, I love that.
Let go and the squirt will flow.
Yeah.
It may possibly scientifically be wee. I'm not sure. But it doesn't smell like wee. Doesn't have a smell at all. But who knows? But for some reason, my boyfriend thinks it's sexy and he loves it so much. He calls me Squirtle. The Pokemon. The reference to you 90s, 2000s kids. I remember Squirtle. Love you guys. Keep doing what you're doing. P.S. Lauren, congratulations on your engagement. And Ashley on another little one. Another one to love. Can't wait for next brunch.
Another one to love.
What's that pregnancy announcement?
That'll be my new caption. Another one to love.
What's that pregnancy announcement people do? Another one to love. Is that what it is? Or something like that. Another one to drive me fucking mad.
The hand.
Can't wait for the next brunch announcement. We're hoping to get tickets. Much love.
Well, you can get tickets for our live show, ho.
For the live show, Squirtle.
You'll be front row, Squirty Gertie. Anyway, next message. Oh. Thank you for that. I'm so sorry, Lauren.
No, go on.
I cannot hear the word Rochdale without thinking.
Why did this happen to me?
By the pie factory, left at the shoe factory, right by the mine, and that's Lauren's house.
But Ashley gets Knutsford and Hale, and I get Rochdale. Bet you have.
I can't wait to see who's doing the Rochdale Christmas nights.
I've just got this horrible feeling that we're not really doing a live show on the 26th, and you're going to get me in the car, and I'm going to get out the car.
Yes, she does.
And I'm going to get out in Rochdale. Right, okie doke. Don't, you're freaking me out.
Rochdale should be proud to have you, Lauren.
No, clearly not. Can I not switch on Rosendale lights? It's so much nicer. What on stall's beautiful where I live. Oh, good game.
Right.
Hi, girls. Love the pod. I've been trying to find the best way to treat keratosis pilaris. And thought, yes, but not yet. We will tell you. I thought you might be able to help. I get it really bad on my arms. I've Googled, tried Omega tablets, but nothing's worked. Right. So
we have got this shit for you, honey boo.
There's a brand that sorts that out.
We've been using this brand for... Didn't I put you onto it?
Of course
it?
You did. Yeah.
We've been using it for years. It's when I... The first time I read about it, about 4 or 5 years ago, was when I read, what is J-Lo's favourite body cream? And I was like, fucking have my money. Yeah. Take my money.
And it said olive oil. And we're working with them at the minute because Ashley recommended it years ago, yeah?
And we've both used it and it literally
gets rid of it.
Transforms.
It works. So like we've explained how these things work, we genuinely use it and we're going to get to work with them.
And we're going to hopefully get a big dizzy code.
Yeah, I'm hoping for a dizzy code. So just hang fire. It's coming, girl. This month. Yeah, this month it will come. So we'll give you a Dissy code on it. Right. Hi, girls and Lucas. No cringe here, but I absolutely love the content and I'm such a podcast whore.
I am too.
Yeah. I feel like you're a big sister that I never had with the advice. I normally go through Ashley's highlights for good product advice, etc., but I can't find anything. I'm 8 weeks postpartum and my skin is having a huge fucking
normal
purge. Is there anything recommended to help or do I have to ride the hormonal wave? Also, any advice for losing belly and baby weight post C-section, if either of you have ever had one? Come on, have you not been listening? I know you both have amazing figures, but I'm curvy size 14 and my body is looking horrific. Mate, you're only 8 weeks postpartum. Come on, give yourself a break.
Okay, so we'll start with the skin. Don't do anything drastic because literally, like, your hormones are fucking all over the place. When you've just had a baby, it's the highest spike in your life ever and crash of your hormones. That's why you have your up and your down days.
Baby blues, they call
you
it.
You honestly, like, I only had Teddy quite recently, so I can remember it. There was nights where I would wake up in sweat because the hormones literally sweat out of you. Really? It's fucking mental.
It's been your 6 years. Your skin is all over the place.
Your mental health is not good.
Not good.
Not good. So what I would say about the skin is if you're having a purge, then stop whatever you changed or you're doing, because I also say don't invest in like loads of brand new skincare in pregnancy, because what works 1 week won't work the next. Your skin is up and down. And that's why we love like the CeraVe and just the Pericone Hyaluronic Serum. You can't go wrong with that, can you, Lauren? Their vitamin C cleanser, lovely. All very gentle products that you shouldn't really get a purge off. Now, if you are having spots, a salicylic wash is always going to help.
Always. That anything with benzoyl peroxide in is always going
to
help.
That is all I would recommend. But if you are breastfeeding, you need to check.
Yeah, I think she should see it through.
You know what we're going to say? LED. Safe in postpartum.
Doesn't matter what your hormones are doing or you're underneath your skin. Doesn't matter what condition. It will help.
It will help. Anything. And do you know what it'll be good for? Your C-section scar.
Yeah.
You can start using it after 8 weeks once it's healed. Pop it down there. Stunning. Yeah. We'll get lovely results.
What's our discount?
Very gentle.
Nip Talk.
Nip Talk off the Current Body website. We recommend either the Dermalux if you're absolutely wanting to splurge.
And absolutely loaded.
Or the lovely little mask that we have. The
I've been using that. I took it on holiday.
Your skin looks amazing.
It's not. I've been caning it. It's fab. I've done my best at the minute.
We need to get Lukey one. Okay, yes. Now, with regards to the baby weight, like Lauren said, you're only 8 weeks postpartum. Really, you need to be eating healing foods and not focusing on diet just yet.
Yeah,
I think I usually start my diet about week six, though, to be fair.
To be fair, I gave myself
'cause
six
I always
weeks.
Think if I don't start now, then when the fuck will I?
But your uterus and everything still's got to go back
compression.
Into place. Yeah.
Are you wearing compression? Are you wearing a girdle? We love the Macom stuff. And I think our code still works for that Nip Tuck.
Try it.
It should do. Try it.
Nip Tuck.
And what I would also recommend is if you're starting to get the pooch, the foam insert, it's really uncomfortable. But if you get a few hours in a day of that, and also after you've had a section, your posture's not great.
It's terrible. You're so hunched forward after a section.
So the girdle thing really helps. And what I also... was looking at actually the other day that comes very, very, very highly rated. There's a brand called Bump Suit.
Oh, yes. Seen them.
So I have got a few bodysuits from them.
I've seen them.
Babe, for this end last 3 months, they are fantastic.
I've seen them advertised.
I've just ordered the pyjamas. The pyjamas look so comfy. And they do a... it's like a waist trainer, but you control how tight you want it. So it's got like Velcro bits on it. And I was reading the reviews on that because I was looking for what to buy for afterwards. And obviously I will just wear my standard Macom thing. But this one was good because it said that at different times in the day, you can like loosen it up a bit.
Give yourself a minute.
So have a look at that. I think they've given me a code, the cosmetic consult, because I've put a picture on wearing one of theirs, Bump Suit. And do you know what? I'm wearing their bra today.
Let's have a look. Wow, you've got some big ass
titties.
Like, I like them.
The fabric.
Good for breastfeeding.
So soft. So shout out Bump Suit, not a collab or anything. And when they do a really nice present for a mum, where it's like a compression garment, a bra and a suit.
Baby shower present.
In a box.
Love
How
that.
Cute. So I would look at the compression, but diet wise, I did keto after having a baby and the weight dropped off.
There you go. I found it just dropped anyway because I was so horrifically anxious.
If you breastfeed, it's amazing. It drops off. Well, you'd just split up with her dad.
So I... Other option.
Not out of 10, would not recommend.
Not out of 10. Other option is to split up with dad at 6 weeks. Pros, lots of weight loss. Big, fast weight loss. Cons, depression.
Mental
depression and life
I didn't hear from her. I kept saying to her, when can I come round and meet the baby? And she would just not respond.
Never.
I was like... Have I done something wrong?
No, it wasn't you. Anyway, that's another option if you
Lauren
want to lose
drinking
weight.
Straight vodka in
straight
the garden
vodka and
smoking
fags. Weight dropped off. Dropped off, I tell you. I've never been as thin.
You lived in your dressing gown.
Oh, I just went outside and smoked and came back in again in this stinky dressing gown. Anyhow. You know. Right, Ashley, we've got a dilemma. Are you going to read it?
I am going to read it for you, madam.
Thank you.
Hi, guys. Love the pod. wanted to ask your opinion on a sensitive subject.
Oh, we like
right.
a sensitive
subject. Be all serious now.
Serious now.
I'm currently 29 weeks pregnant with our little girl. Oh, blessed. Hashtag blessed.
Hashtag but another one to love.
But my fiance's family haven't congratulated us, apart from one snotty message saying, congratulations.
Well, I don't know what's snotty about that, but...
I even had two of his family members walk past me and bump into me in the street and completely ignore me.
So then she says, they don't like me for an unknown reason. At this point, I don't want them in my baby's life. Stuff like going down, doing visits to them, etc. What's your opinion? Am I being overdramatic? Thanks, girls.
So there is a quote. You know, I love my quotes.
It's not about pigs again, is it?
And it's like, be careful of people that don't clap for you when you win.
Yeah, I like that one.
Yeah. So that is... Honestly, like, trust your gut, mm-hmm. especially as women. Like, we always have a vibe when someone's being a little bit sneaky, you know. A little bit jealous, green-eyed monster. Or when you see someone else's reaction to something else, I can spot it a mile off, can't you?
Yeah.
And, like, yeah, I get that, the whole not congratulating you, but it's their problem, not yours. You carry on. This is your first baby girl. Like, you're in such a magical time in your life with your fiance. It sounds like everything between you guys is working out. They are wanting to drag you down in some way. And don't let it happen.
And do you know what?
It's irrelevant. It's
like, you want to know why? It's not really that relevant as to why. That is their problem as to why.
You've
not
gone in and shat on their living room floor.
Unless you did. And in that case, I don't blame
them. And sometimes people that, you know, of a lower frequency operate on that level, they love bitching about someone.
Yeah.
And anything you do won't be right.
Won't be right.
Whether it's getting pregnant and having a baby.
Or not getting pregnant and having a baby. But the thing, one thing that I always think is, if someone doesn't like you, which lots of people don't like us, do they
They don't.
Luckily, lots of people seem to, so we're fine. And our bills are being paid whether you like us or not, because I'm sure you're listening. So those people that don't like us, it's actually not our business. It's not my business why you don't like
really
me.
We used to really care.
Yeah, I really cared.
Especially with it's hard with men and families and stuff like that. Like, we get a lot of these messages. Yeah. So don't ever think you're the only one, girls.
And
I would say...
A lot of you.
Messages every week about mother-in-law, sister-in-law, family dramas.
It's not your problem. No. It's theirs. So it's their business. It's not really your business. I saw a quote once and I can't remember it, but it was something like... It was something like, "What if somebody doesn't like you...
Live, laugh, love.
No. I'm surprised I've not got that tattooed on me. That's the kind of thing I would have got... on my arse cheek. It was something like, why somebody doesn't like you is not your business.
Yeah.
Yeah, something like that. Okay. Basically, it's not your business.
Fuck them.
Nah, fuck them.
Fuck them and fuck their dad.
Fuck them, Mark, and go and do a poo in the living room. Like, you might as well now.
Yeah, fuck it. They don't like you anyway.
You might as well go and do it. Right. Or you could just go absolutely wild and put loads of quotes on Instagram about families that you hate.
One serious thing, though.
Oh.
I do agree with not having your kids around people that don't like you.
Negative energy.
But you can't withhold from family and stuff like that.
So
but
you
just
get
limit.
Him to take them.
Just, no, because that's even worse, because then they really can be their wild selves.
Yeah, true. You want them there. You limit it.
Yeah,
you go,
just,
you
show
up.
You
take
the
box.
You stay for the food and you leave.
Don't eat the food. She might have a spat in it. Turn up. Tick the box.
Smile.
And leave.
Take the shit and leave. And also, the more that you go, make sure you say to your partner, stay next to me.
Mm-hmm.
So he can see. Because once he's seen,
when he's left
the job's
the room
done then.
For a poo, that's when
they'll attack
they begin.
You.
Yeah. Okay. Right, guys. We love it. We love it.
Live, laugh, love.
Live, laugh, love. We love it. Remember, on Nip Tuck, we want you to get your voice heard. This is what it's all about. So you can email us hello@niptuckpod.com. You know, you can WhatsApp us as well. The drunk voice notes that Lucas loves so much on a Sunday morning. It's always anonymous if you want it to be like, we don't look, we don't care. We just read it out. Head to this episode's description for more information. And please give us a 5-star review because we like that, and share it and, you know, all that stuff. We'll be back next Wednesday with some more shit.
Love you.
Love you. Bye.